T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I am the biggest Tom Brady fan, but I cannot defend this on any level. And it looks awful. The optics are really bad on two levels. Because if we go back to the start of this, the director also says that he wrote this script 4 years ago. And the big picture connotation here is this was during Deflategate. And that he wrote it because there was this implication, said the director, I'll just read his quote.
Yes.
There was this implication that maybe he's a clone and he's cheated.
It all makes sense. There's so much to unpack from this. It's ridiculous from what the director said, what Brady said, you know, when they wrote the script, when he shot the script, when he shot the movie, where he shot the movie. I mean, it's ridiculous.
All right, so Timothy Greenberg, who wrote this, he's the creator of it. He wrote it 4 years ago. He did not originally
get a movie made, huh?
Did not have Brady originally in any of the script.
Who and was then it?
They didn't have anybody. Apparently, he didn't know. Somebody brought up, you need an aging guy. How about Babe Ruth?
George Clooney.
They joked about it. Right. So then they came up and found out, for some reason, the executive producer, Jeff Stern, reached out to Brady's agent and his publicist. And there was interest in there because apparently there was some connection for something he had previously done. It could have been, what was the Wahlberg movie he did? Ted 2.
Oh, okay.
That might have been the connection. So he says, he says, we were waiting and waiting and waiting for the Patriots to finish their run. And then sure enough, they won again. Greenberg is a long-suffering Jets fan. Okay, and he's talking about the 2019 Super Bowl win. During this waiting period, news also broke that had them convinced they were going to lose Brady. So they thought they were going to lose Brady.
Yeah.
In 2018, Kraft charged and he goes through the whole thing. And in a strip mall that looked almost exactly like what we were shooting. Like I would have used it as a reference photo, Greenberg admits. So we're like, all right, this is clearly not going to happen now. So that's why it really looks bad for Brady. Brady's got to put that in context.
So everything was already set in stone. The script was written. The scene selection. Everything was already done. Right? They didn't add Top Happy Spa, even in the bar scene. They didn't have to go back and shoot it and go, oh, let's take advantage of the situation.
Correct.
We'll go back and shoot the bar scene. Here's a new card. It's going to, instead of being Joe's, hardware store, auto body shop. It's
going to
be Top Happy Spa.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because we got Tom. Right. And he wants to make fun of his boy, Kraft.
And so they thought they had lost.
No, they already had that planned.
They had what plan?
The Top Happy Spa.
Yeah, that was written 4 years ago.
Right. It was already planned. Right. And then what happened with Kraft, that's why they felt like they were going to lose him. They felt like they were going to lose him because what they're insinuating is that Brady, or whoever they were going to get to do it, was going to be coming out of a massage parlor. That's what they're saying. Like, this is exactly the scene what we intended on it looking like, coming out of a massage parlor.
Well, that's what he says. Yeah, but
well,
Brady
he's the writer. I mean, God forbid, he's probably too lying.
But Brady might not have known about that.
So
Brady might not
Tom
have seen
show
it.
Up,
might not have been an Asian
go like
spa.
This,
may not have been anything
and just
like
say,
it.
First time, sixth, and you're done.
Right.
And Tom didn't ask any questions about what was going to be on that green screen. Tom just is a good guy. He just did it and walked away.
Well, they thought he was going to walk away from the whole project, and he stayed with it. Now, you think he stayed with it because he wanted to stick it to Robert Kraft. I'm telling you, I think he was naive to what was going on around him, and that's why he continued to do it, and he owed somebody a favor. Whether it was Paul Rudd or somebody else on the crew, he owed somebody a favor. They probably helped him out with his project. You know, and he's now involved in that whole Hollywood scene, and that's how the thing stayed greenlined for with Tom Brady involved in it. All right, let's get back to your phone call, 617. We'll get to the game in a little bit. Manish Mehta from the New York Daily News.
Oh, this should be fun.
Coming up in the next hour.
This should be fun.
He is already right now trolling Patriot fans. Here's his latest tweet. I can sense Patriot fans are getting nervous about tonight. Their uneasiness is warranted.
The New York J-E-T-E Jets. Mm.
I would agree. I think this is a tough game tonight.
Wow.
Ron's in Rhode Island. Hello, Ron.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Ron.
Good, thank you. So, Lou thinks it's a shot across the bow.
No, it's a direct shot. He thinks it's a shot. Like he's got a scope on him, and he's aiming for his heart.
Right, exactly. Across the SS Kraft.
Yes, right at his belly.
Yeah, right. So, and then now Glenn thinks he's naive.
Yeah, Ron, what do you think? We don't have time to go over what everybody thinks. Everybody knows. What we think. I know what I think.
What do you
think? He had a contractual obligation to let this cameo appearance go forward. And rather than fight the contractual obligation, he speaks to Bob Kraft and says, listen, I'm going to get in this litigation with these guys. I just got to let this thing go. He did it 4 years ago.
No, he didn't.
He never knew what the future was going to hold.
No, he didn't. It was written 4 years ago.
Yeah.
See, he agreed upon it about a year ago. So I mean, you're just we're at the point we're just making up crazy stuff.
Yes, just
well, he's got a contract with Netflix. He can't get out of it. So they could have said, you know what, hang with them. Where are we? You know, hang with them. You're in a porn.
We're already hearing.
Got agreement. I got
to
do it.
No, we're hearing he did it as a favor.
Yeah.
So we're not hearing that he was under contract to do it with Netflix. He's doing a cameo in which he agreed to do it as a favor. That's part of the problem right now. People don't know, and this is Brady's fault. He didn't come out Saturday and lay out the context of how this thing came about, how he got involved, and why it's not a shot at
There's one very important question. Did you see the segment of the show before it was aired?
Yeah, that's one.
Did you realize how it was going to look?
Right.
So if you hold on. If you really wanted to know the answer, then you would have set it up a little differently. You wouldn't have gone with your biggest, you know, ammunition right there. And of course, you're going to create a disturbance.
What were you thinking?
It's not like he's going to sit there and be like, "What?
What were you thinking?"
Yeah, I mean, the executive producer
scolding him like he's a child,
and the director are sitting there saying, "We got a great gag right out of the gate. Episode one, we've got a Asian spa right there on a strip mall. It looks like it's right out of Florida. It's perfect." I'm not sure Brady knew all of that stuff.
And Tom's got no clue it's an Asian spa.
I'm not sure he knew all that stuff.
We're going to surprise him with it.
Either that or
no chance.
He didn't put two and two together. And that's pretty dumb. Here's Doug in Connecticut. Hello, Doug.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Doug.
This is absolutely hysterical. And the thing that makes it so funny is the fact that Bob Kraft got bagged in a strip mall getting a rub and tuck. And, I mean, I don't think anybody thought that whole thing was going to linger as long as it did, that the prosecutor in Florida was going to, you know, really go after him for, you know, trafficking, which was absurd. And I think everybody's making way too big a deal out of this. I think the fact that Brady walks out of the spa, says six, you know, which kind of almost implies that every time he won a Super Bowl, he was a clone.
Doesn't imply. That's the line. That's the joke. Right.
Yeah, and if you go even further with it.
Yeah, but at the time, Doug.
Later on in the show, they did Brady's body up, you know, and there's multiple Brady bodies, and it's hysterical. I mean, it's really funny. And I think people are just, like, laying.
Jeez.
See, this is the whole thing. It's like, it was funny. It's about cloning.
So why wouldn't, if
when
that
Paul
was
Rudd pulled up and saw Brady come out and he said, first time, sixth. Paul Rudd didn't know it was about cloning. The viewer watching it for the first time didn't know it was about cloning. Nobody had any clue what it was until he went in.
What do you mean, Paul Rudd? You mean the character?
The character.
Okay.
Or the viewer.
Yeah.
Me, I'm watching it.
Right.
I mean, obviously you knew because of all the whatever, but just for the first time watching the segment, you didn't know that was a cloning facility he was walking out of.
He just knew he had to pay
Paul
50
Rudd didn't
grand
know
for it.
Nobody knew it. So at that point of the show, It looked exactly like you thought it looked. Him walking out of a massage parlor with a happy ending. Yeah, and it wasn't his first time he had been there. It was his sixth.
And so think of what
And then at the end, you've realized what it was.
Think of what you just said and tell me that you really believe that Tom Brady knew all of this stuff and was clearly trying to put a dagger into Robert Kraft. That's what you believe.
I think it was a shot.
I think it's crazy.
I think
it's crazy.
I don't know how else to explain it. I don't know what the other answer would be.
No, it's one of two things. It's either he was really naive.
I explained it from the viewer's standpoint. I didn't explain it from Tom Brady's. Tom Brady signed off on it. He knew exactly what it was.
I don't believe that.
I think he saw the clip before it was here.
I think he thought it was about cloning. That's what he thought.
If that is the case, well, that is the most boss, passive-aggressive move
I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know you believe that to be true. I think it's as simple as bad judgment.
Correct.
If he had to do it over again, he probably would have said, you know what, people are going to abuse this. They're going to sit there and overthink it. They're going to shift it and change it and make it seem like it's bad. And I'm sure that's the last thing he wanted to, because you would know how much attention this would bring.
I agree. Back to the phone calls. We got a lot of calls. Chris is in Connecticut. Go ahead, Chris.
Hello, Chris. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Good. I watch the show, and I'm not a fan of sports, and I know, you know, things about Tom Brady and the owner. But, you know, after watching the show, I saw the scene, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's just a place where they're making clones. I didn't really think about it until the next day. Went to work, and my boss said something. Hey, did you see the scene about Tom Brady? And she showed me the little clip, and I was like, wait, they're taking that whole thing out of context. It's just a whole cloning facility. That's all it was.
You didn't know that when he pulled
package
in.
The facade's a day spa.
Right. That's the joke.
But I think if Tom Brady was going in there doing this clip of the movie, maybe he just didn't really think about it. He was just thinking about, I'm going to be a part of this movie. I mean, the show, and, you know, that's it.
All right. Do you think
maybe afterwards he kind of, you know,
do you think that this scene? Do you think this scene was created to take a shot at Kraft?
I don't think so. No.
Jesus. Do you guys think that this scene was created by the directors, thinking that this is going to take a shot at Kraft?
Okay, no. But if this, hold on, it was written 4 years ago.
We know it was.
I know. But it was written 4 years ago, and then the Kraft thing happened. The guy's like, "Holy smokes, this is the scene! Like, I could have recreated this. I could have used this. We're still going to run it."
But Luke,
and now we've got Brady coming out of it. Whoa!
And they thought they were. Hold on,
this is going to be looked at as a shot at Kraft.
So the directors knew, because their immediate response was, "Oh crap, we're going to lose. There's no way Brady's going to do this."
Right. Correct. So why would they say that? They knew that wasn't making fun of Kraft.
So
or wasn't going to come off and was going to come in bad light and make
again,
him look bad.
I feel like the judgment part is to me the biggest percentage.
So the directors
of why he did it.
Absolutely knew.
Yeah, but they didn't
that this
do
was
it.
Going to be a shot
but
at
Luke,
Kraft.
You're missing the point.
Well, they never would have thought that they would have said that.
You're looking at it as a shot.
Yeah,
I don't look at it as a shot. I think this is a bad.
It might be a shot from the director. It might be a shot from Greenberg, the executive producer.
It absolutely was,
but it's not by Brady.
Well, he took part in it.
Oh, okay.
He didn't.
He took part in it, Lou, but he was probably not aware of all of the other stuff. You, for some reason, think that he was, you know, he was in on the entire joke.
You, for some reason, think he actually did a Netflix and didn't okay it and didn't see it before.
I think that's possible.
Oh, my good Lord. I don't know how you could think that.
I think that's possible.
Impossible. Has a negative connotation to it, which impossible. I don't appreciate.
Yeah, he didn't look at it as a negative connotation. Now, you could say bad judgment. You could say bad judgment. You could say naive.
Or you could say little shot at his owner.
And I don't buy that. Because I think there's a history there of 20 years that you don't say it. But the director, certainly, because as Christian said, they thought they were going to lose Brady as the actor in the script because of the connection.
Yeah.
Right? But I don't think Brady saw that. All right, 617-779-7937. Back to the phone calls next.
Listen to OMF on your smart speaker. Just say, hey, Google, play 93.7 WEEI. Hey, Alexa, play 93.7 WEEI. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Visit the 99 Restaurants today. Try their garlic parmesan chicken mac and cheese. It's one of their 9 real size entrees, just $9.99. It's a great deal. It's available all day, every day, the 99.
It's the Patriots and Jets tonight. Glenn on Monday Night Football. Pats have ruled out four players for tonight. Josh Gordon and Rex Burkhead tonight might see Damian Harris pro debut. Ooh, possibly.
No, you won't.
Both those guys are out, as well as the two tight ends, Matt Lacoste and Ryan Izzo. Michael Bennett serving his suspension tonight, so you won't see him. Four Patriots are questionable: Julian Edelman, Philip Dorsett, Gunnar Olszewski, as well as Patrick Chung. Tom Brady and Boomer Esiason joined the Greg Hill Show this morning, and Boomer was asked who is the biggest threat to the Pats in the AFC, and the first team he listed, Christian, was the Colts.
The Colts?
This week.
Being the biggest threat
now, it's this
to the
week.
Patriots?
It's this week. It's, you know what
it's
it
is? Flavor of the month.
It's the flavor of the week. Every week we change up who we think is going to be that team, okay? And this week it's the Colts.
Yeah. Nobody's picking the Buffalo Bills, huh? 5-1.
Next week we'll go back to Baltimore.
Boomer is brought to you in part by DCU and Vertex. Check out Tom Brady and Boomer with Greg Hill Show this morning on WEI.com and the Radio.com app. By the way, Greg Hill is reporting this morning that Tom Brady has purchased a new home in the New England area, and I believe he said Connecticut was the place where he bought that new home.
Greg Hill, breaking news, real estate insider.
Who cares? I heard.
What?
Nothing.
The rookie extension deadline for the Celtics and Jaylen Brown today, 5 p.m. for that deadline. And Boston Sports Journal is reporting that Brown's new agent, Jason Glushon, was at the Auerbach Center today at the conclusion of practice. So hopefully a deal gets done before 5 p.m. Eastern. And finally, the Bruins back at home tomorrow night hosting the Toronto Maple Leafs. I'm Tyler Devitt, and that is what is trending now on WEI and WEI.com.
All right, everybody, don't miss the third annual Spooktacular Grand Tasting event at Chris Gasparo's Fine Wine and Spirits in North Attleboro, Wednesday, October 23rd, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Hundreds of wine, spirits, and craft beer, all at special holiday prices. Details on ChrisGasparo.com. See you in North Attleboro. I'll be there. 21-plus event.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
In the scene, he walks out of the Top Happy Spa with a big grin on his face. Brady asks Paul Rudd's character, first time, yep, you? And Brady says, it's my sixth.
Doesn't get better.
Okay. Well, so you've cheated six times? Is that okay? We got that going on, and then we got the spa going on. So it doesn't work for me on either level. Like, you went wrong.
If I'm a Patriot, I ain't going to scrub. Hey, I ain't getting no body scrub. I ain't getting my nails. They coming to my house.
Well, I'd say.
Hey, if my girl is concerned, hey, babe, can you stop? I ain't get a pizza at the strip mall. Hell no, nah, I ain't stopping. You better call Grubhub. I ain't getting no stopping. Strip mall is off the list.
That guy's cartoon.
Cartoony. Shannon doesn't realize that a lot of incidents where you invite them to the home get you in.
I kind of feel the same way, though. I don't think everything would be.
Nope.
I wouldn't want to be related to it.
Strip mall is off the list.
Associate it with it. I want to go get some froyo. Where's it at?
Wait a minute.
Well, you guys go.
Well, see, that's an angle that those guys are taking that we aren't. You know, that Brady's announcing that he's cheated six times.
Well, that's what you're going to get nationally. Sure. What you're going to get nationally, because they started this thing and the conversation back when we were dealing with Deflategate. So this all began at a different you know, time in history here. So you're going to look at it much differently. That's what people are going to do. It's crazy. All right, back to the phone calls we go. Where are we going? Here's Jim. Jim's in New Hampshire. Hello, Jim.
Hey, listen, I don't believe that Brady would have handled reading the script and understanding the movie. That's what he's got an agent for, and that guy probably ought to be fired. Chevy Chase did the same thing with Caddyshack, too. He said he was horrified when he saw the movie because his agent was supposed to take care of that stuff. And he agreed to do the bit, and it was a disaster. And I just look at this and I say the big swing and a miss here is using Brady in the first place. If they wanted to have some fun, they should have brought Gronk in, and then they could have really had some fun with it. That's what
yeah.
I got.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd use Chevy Chase and Caddyshack 2 as a reference. So
well, this is a different story. He had a
no.
Bigger,
Brady's the perfect. Yeah. You're cloning him. You want somebody to be better, the better version of yourself.
Now, Gronk doesn't work. Gronk is retired at age 30. What are we talking about? That doesn't fit what the movie was trying to do.
Go to Jim in North Alabama.
The show was trying to do.
In the business.
I'm going
to
with Nick in the car because he says we're all wrong.
Oh, we're all wrong.
I want to hear this. Go ahead, Nick.
We're all have different opinions.
Don't worry about the calls. I'll deal with the calls there, sweetheart. Go ahead, Nick.
Did you just call me sweetheart?
I called you sweetheart. Try to be nice about it. Hey, Nick.
All right. Okay. The two that I think are kind of the easy ones. The I disagree with Glenn because I think it's quite common to send the tape. The question is who did it go to and who watched it. I don't know, but it was probably just one person. It was probably either the agent or Brady himself. But it would be one person. It would not, you know, it would not be something that you like talk to other people about.
Because they would have seen it before.
Yeah, because of the non-disclosure and all those issues, it would be just one person watching it.
Okay.
But I also disagree that one would have a reaction to it because you have to be primed for it. I know the story was in the news, but it was in no way connected to this particular episode. So Greenberg saw the connection because it's his job. He is, you know, he writes comedy for a living, and it's also his job to see any potential conflict. If Brady saw it, it would not necessarily trigger at that point. Maybe later.
Okay.
But anyway, I mean, I'm
how can it not, dude?
But my biggest rejection is to Christian.
God.
What?
Christian thinks that the angry reaction is an indication that he was wrong. But the problem is that during the fourth date, he didn't have an angry reaction, and people said that, oh, that's an admission of guilt.
So, I'm not going. The flake gates, let's stick with the one gate, okay? Are we attaching the gate to this?
Cameo gate.
Cameo gate? Yeah. Can we just do that, please?
The flake gate was confusion.
By the way, if you read the stuff from Greenberg,
I don't think I did.
Greenberg thought that after it was already taped, he thought that Brady still was going to pull out of the project and apparently could have pulled out of the project, and he didn't. So does anybody really believe that Greenberg went out of his way to show this one little segment, finished segment, to Tom Brady? Why would you do that if you wanted Brady to make sure? He admits now he thought Brady was going to pull out of this project.
Before he taped it.
No, after he taped it, he said it. He thought he was going to pull out.
I thought before... before they finally got okay from him, because they had to wait till the Super Bowl was over and everything else, they're waiting to hear back, and before is when they finally got the okay. So you think he just sort of did it behind his back?
I think he knew.
And didn't tell him that he was going to be in.
I think he knew he had something really good, that he is smart enough to realize the reaction it would get. The guy's written for Comedy Central. He's written.
So, guy's going to do you a favor,
right?
And you're not going to actually tell him the scene.
Yep.
I got a green screen, but I'm not going to tell you what's back there, though.
It wasn't a favor.
And we're going to stick it to Tom Brady and make him look really bad in the public.
I don't believe it was a favor to Greenberg. It was a favor to somebody else. That's what we're hearing.
I refuse to believe.
So, if that's the case, he probably kept it from him. Why wouldn't you? I'd keep it from you guys if I thought it was something that could embarrass you. We could put it on the air and embarrass you. That's what you do.
No, you
all right,
don't.
Now we'll go to Jim in North Attleboro. Sure you do.
Is that just a power move by
freaking what you do? What are you, director in Hollywood, knowing how they do it? They
Hello,
lie
Jim.
To the people they deal with?
Yes.
I was on Jim.
Hollywood
Hospital.
Lies. They lie.
Yeah,
hello, Jim.
Joke.
Yeah, how you doing, Glenn? Hey, thanks for putting me on after that psychiatrist.
The guy was terrible, wasn't he?
Yeah, terrible. Listen, yeah, I just can't buy Lou's notion that Brady is doing this to embarrass Kraft. I just can't buy it. I mean,
why?
After how many years have we heard Brady refer to Kraft as a father to him, and how many times has Kraft, you know, said to Brady, you know, he's like a son to me? Lou, I don't buy it. I'm sorry. I'm kind of surprised, you know.
Surprised at what?
Your reaction. I mean, did John Henry put you up to this to be the attack dog today?
No, Jim, I would say this. Jim.
No, I mean it, Lou.
Yes, he did. John called me. I have dinner with him all the time.
I'm not surprised that he did.
Let me ask you a question, Jim. Do you think Tom Brady saw the final cut before it went on the air?
No.
Okay, well, then you're naive, too.
Okay.
Right. So is it fair to say that somebody else saw and said it's fine?
Yeah, then they should be fired.
Because that's possible,
somebody
too.
Somebody saw it.
Listen, I think we're all crazy. We think that nobody from the Brady camp.
Glenn doesn't.
You want to stick with that, Glenn?
Don't think anyone's seen it. You thought they just played it.
He left the set and then bye.
Yeah, and they got him. They snuck it
on. Is that what you think?
Yeah, I'm not sure he's seen the whole its entire context.
No.
I'm not sure he's seen that.
Do you think anyone associated with TB12 saw?
That's what I said already. And his lawyers,
Christian,
PR, marketing. Somebody saw it, correct?
You know, Jim, the guy that parks his car.
Christian, this apparently was done as a favor to somebody. We keep on hearing that.
So you can trust the
Tommy Curran wrote about
friend.
It today. Curran obviously is talking to somebody in the Brady camp, okay? And they're sitting there basically kind of giving you the indication that it was done as a favor to somebody.
Okay, that doesn't tell me anything.
Right. Second
so
source.
What?
Well, it does tell you an awful lot.
That's how they got to him in the first place.
That's how he got him to do it.
Just because it's a favor, you can do whatever the hell you want.
So what does that mean? That's so open-ended and
vague. But I think people do that, Lou, that they do a favor for somebody. They're doing,
and trust them.
We're not talking about picking up your kids at school. We're talking about Netflix.
They're doing.
Can you grab me a sandwich?
They're doing two lines in a show.
Yeah.
And by the way, when he did it, it wasn't even a Netflix show. We didn't even know where it was going. So it was an independent production company with Paul Rudd that was doing it. So maybe that's the connection. Maybe he's tight with Rudd. I don't know. He's tight with those Hollywood people. He's doing it as a favor and didn't think he was going to get screwed on it. Is that possible? I know you think that Brady was trying to destroy Robert Kraft, but I'm telling you, is it possible that it was simple as that? And that he didn't think a big deal. He was doing two lines. He was helping somebody out.
No.
Okay.
No, okay. I don't. All right. Don't think it's possible for him to release something as a favor or not and not see it before it went out.
Right.
And not sat there, looked at it, or someone in his PR who's close to Tom, who's close to the Patriots, who knows Robert Kraft and says, Tom, this isn't going to look good. You're coming out of a parlor, massage parlor. I know clone, but as a viewer at that point in the movie, nobody knows what it is.
Correct.
You look like you just got a happy ending. Probably bad timing. I don't think you should do it.
And the question is, Brady know? And I think Tom Brady has got to put it in context. And that is the mistake he made. He was so pissed off at Dan Housley, who's basically sitting there going, what were you thinking? Like he was a 7-year-old child.
Yeah, bad approach.
And it
triggered it. It was a trigger.
Triggered his switch,
yep.
And he got pissed at him.
And defensive.
And he got defensive, and he was going to attack the media for being negative, and we know Tom likes to be positive all the time, instead of actually putting it all in context. Did Kraft know about it? Did you talk to Kraft? Did you and Kraft have an agreement? Oh, yeah, this will be funny. We'll kind of laugh off the whole crap down at Jupiter, Florida. What was going on? That's the way he can set the record straight. Instead, he was pissed at Dan Housley, and he wanted to take a couple of shots. You can get used to a health plan to put you first. Always Health Partners at alwayshealthpartners.org.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF at 617-779-7937. We'll get into some Jets conversation coming up the next hour. Manish Mehta of the New York Daily News will join us. The big fella's got a big announcement, a show announcement, a station announcement coming up in the 5 o'clock hour.
I got a lot going on. I'm about to tweet one out right now.
Go ahead. What are you going to tweet? Let us know.
Bam. I just sent it.
Bam. Go ahead.
Go with Shefty's tweet.
Read it.
Well, so this is from Adam Schefter. Sources, Broncos getting trade calls on wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders.
They finally agreed to deal him up.
So, well, they're based on the way their season is going, and about a week and a half ago, I had said that that he was not going anywhere.
You did say that.
Based on my source.
Right.
And I checked with that source again today, and he says, yes, there are a lot of teams interested, and the Patriots are one of them.
Confirmed and verified.
Confirmed and verified by the
Dunsky reporter.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Who's and more talented than Christian Ford?
Adam Nobody. Schefter, it gave me a lot of points. A lot of pointers, you know, last time when I was doing all my hockey
if you don't
insider
know,
information.
Just make it sound like you do know.
Well, but here I really do know, though, Adam. So I tweeted at Adam Schefter, I am confirming that the Patriots are one of the teams now interested in Emmanuel Sanders. What that's going to cost, I have no idea. You guys tell
they,
me.
They apparently, I think it was Schefter that said they're looking for a second-day draft pick. So
Third-round pick.
And
Patriots they lose them, they'll probably get a third-round pick, right? Compensatory?
Right. And they have three of them.
So.
Right. And then you've got Mohamed Sanu. Let's face it, Atlanta's done.
Well,
done.
Now you got Matt Ryan hurt. They don't know what's going on with Matt Ryan. Right. So
Sanu's going to get traded now.
I would think he's another guy that's going to get traded.
Yep.
And I did see.
He's got another year after this year. So he's got another year. I think it's $6 million next year. So he gives you a little bit more staying power. It does not look like Larry Fitzgerald is going anywhere. And they're 3-3-1 right now, the Cardinals. Devontae Parker, I'm not sure I trust him right now. He's not at that same level.
He looks like he could be dealt, but is he at the level you need?
He's a guy that you could look at and say someday he might be pretty good. But I'm not looking at him right now thinking he's really that guy, even though he was a first-round draft pick, right? And A.J. Green is the other one, and we still don't know how
he's
healthy.
Still having practicing or playing. Right. I mean, he's not playing. He's practicing, but he's not playing. So, no, take A.J. Green off the list.
All right, so I would say they're either going to get Sanders or Sanu or Antonio Brown.
Oh, no. Are we back to Antonio Brown again?
Oh, I think somebody's going to pick him. Somebody's going to sign him. Somebody's going to sign him. Right after the trading deadline, if one of these teams, one of the teams right now that's in this thing, and Green Bay certainly is, with a receiver problem, even though Rodgers threw 4 touchdown passes yesterday. They have a problem. Colts are looking for a receiver. 49ers are looking for a receiver. So you got all these top teams that are looking for a receiver. One of them, if they can't get their guy at the trading deadline, and we're less than 2 weeks away now, I think they're going to re-sign. I think they're going to sign Antonio Brown.
Yeah. Well, I know he took a hit this weekend with one of his claims. So he's trying to get a bunch of money back from the Raiders.
trying to
get over $30 million back from the Raiders. Yes. But it seems like there was a text exchange between him and owner Mark Davis.
Never good.
He's
good except for text. Oh, he always gets himself into trouble with text.
He always leaves a trail, doesn't he?
Requesting his release.
Yes.
So then they release him.
Yes.
So now you can't come back and try to claim money because they released you. You actually, here's your request. It's right here. It's on text.
You can claim your phone was hacked. That's what you do, right? You do that.
You ask for it.
Do you think he takes any of the advice? Do you think Antonio Brown takes any of the advice his agent gives him?
Yes. And then hangs up the phone and does whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah.
I mean, he hears it.
Because if he's your agent, you're going to go and back up. You're trying to game planning what you're going to do, and you're obviously thinking of the ramifications. I'm sure this was one of them. Hey, just so you know, if you do this, you're probably not going to get any of the money that they owe you. Hey, if you actually tweet out something about Robert Kraft after they release you, there's probably no chance of you ever coming back. Even if they were open to it but just wanted to get away from it at the time.
Never say never.
So, but you burnt every single bridge.
Suppose you find out in the next week or two that you are really continuing to struggle trying to throw the football. All right? And now Gordon, you don't know how bad he is. You're telling me that if you get to that trading deadline and two other teams beat you out for Sanu and Sanders, you're still not going to at least inquire about Antonio Brown and maybe we can make it up?
I don't know. I still don't think he's playing this year.
What are you talking about? I'm hearing Lou basically say that Tom Brady threw a bigger dig at Robert Kraft than Antonio Brown did.
Technically, that would be. That
exactly.
would be. It's on Netflix.
Right. So are they going to dump Tom Brady now?
Well, no. Like I said, it wasn't just the shots they took after, of course, he released. But it was just, it's not like Tom Brady. There's no civil suit out there, right, accusing him of rape? Last I checked?
There is no civil suit
right now.
There's
not 7 or 8 civil suits on Tom Brady. It's not a collection. He wasn't released by Oakland. He didn't threaten to punch Mayock. So there's a lot less stuff out there for Brady, but he absolutely
took
a shot at Robert Kraft. Little jab, whatever you want to call it.
He took a shot. Like Brady.
Brady took a shot at Robert Kraft. There's no question.
I'm not buying. Logan is in New Bedford. Hey, Logan.
Hey, guys. First-time caller here. Just wanted to talk about it. So I think Tom Brady did take a shot at Kraft. And the thing is like, I think Tom Brady's a little pissed on how much of a lack of help he's gotten on offense. And when Robert Kraft decided to let go of AB, I mean, Tom Brady took a shot at him, too. No?
No. Did he take a shot at him? No, he's upset that...
He said, if I was the owner and I did all the options, you guys were talking about how you guys were saying that...
No, you're right. I don't know if that was a shot, though.
That's not a shot.
Is that out of the question to have Tom Brady take shots at Robert
Kraft? No, that's not a shot. That's him telling you the reality of it and that he doesn't make those decisions.
Maybe
that's not a shot.
I will be an owner and I can make all the decisions that I want.
That's not a shot.
That's still one of my favorite quotes of all time. The ability to read into that quote and what it says and to kind of figure out what his attitude is and how he thinks of everything, all the moves that he made. You have to do is play that clip. But I still don't think that he's going to actively try to embarrass Robert Kraft.
Well, he did.
No, he's not going to try.
He did.
He didn't. I don't think he tried to.
You're telling me he didn't do it on purpose.
I think he used. I think he read the tea leaves wrong. That's what I think he did. He read it wrong. He wrote it horribly wrong, if you ask me. So it was twofold. The way the question was asked, and then his in my opinion, realization that, oh, crap, I think I did underestimate how bad this would be.
No, and his answer with Dan Housley, he was actually kind of feeling bad for Kraft and what he's gone through. So obviously referring to the incident at Jupiter, right? So he was doing that. I don't buy it. Chris is in a car next up here on OMF. Hi, Chris. Hello, Chris. Chris, we're over here, buddy. Okay. See you. Call us back. This is John in Easton. Hi, John.
Hey, Glenn. How are you?
Good. How are you, John?
So polite.
Good. Hey, I got to jump with Lou on this one. I think you're wrong, Glenn. We can rationalize anything we want in life to the nth degree. The truth is, you know, as far as Brady and Kraft's relationship, 20 years, that don't carry water with me. Because divorces end after 20 years. It is what it is. What are you going to do? The second thing is he could easily dismiss it and go, you know, hey, look it, really? You know, the hell with that. You know, bring me something serious here. You know, it's just common sense with me, but that's it. I'm out.
That's it? I'm out. Mic drop.
What was he saying? It was like Kyrie Irving. It's like Kyrie Irving. I couldn't understand the damn word he was saying.
I think he just meant that thinking Brady was naive is being naive, and I agree. I think you're being naive to think Brady's naive.
Why? People are naive all the time.
I give Brady more credit.
You guys think he's just some...
He's just diabolical.
That's what it is.
He's like a mad scientist.
No, just walking around going, whatever everybody wants me to do.
I play naive.
You know what? I'll do you a favor. Do whatever you want. Oh, you're using me. Oh, I didn't even know this was going to be in the... No, I give him more credit than that.
No, I think he's more worldly.
I think he gets it. I don't think he does anything that would ever put his brand in jeopardy. And I think he would everything.
He just did.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't think he realized.
He made fun of Robert Kraft's situation.
Yeah, but you think he
bottom line.
You think he purposely went after Kraft.
I think he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, and I'm not.
Hey, you know, so instead of just watching it and making a bad decision, you think that he watched the little whatever 10-second clip with Giselle sitting in bed before they go to bed. He goes, you know what? This is a great opportunity for us to stick it to the old man, right? He's been keeping us down forever. He doesn't respect you. He doesn't appreciate you. He thinks you're old.
And he tried
to get rid of you. Look at Jimmy Garoppolo. They're sitting right now in their ivory tower saying they were right and they should have kept Jimmy Garoppolo. Let's get him, right? Let's get him.
You will get a three-year deal.
Yeah, let's get him.
So again,
you're crazy. The pussycat in the window was symbolic,
the setting
too,
is
right?
Like Tom and Giselle watching this before it's aired. And neither one of them look at each other and say, yeah, this is a bad look. I think you're kind of making fun of Robert.
Maybe he asked the wrong person.
Neither
for
one
advice.
Of them. They all just sat there and said, "Huh, listen, the sitcom, that's whatever you want to call it, this one show of Netflix, made fun of Robert Kraft's situation. He was part of that. That's just the facts. We could dance around it all we want, whether he should have known or he didn't know, whatever. There was a scene that made fun of Robert Kraft's situation.
It did not.
Oh my God,
it did not. The script and they was written 4 years ago.
Yep, is it
the
turned down?
Let me finish.
Once Robert Kraft got arrested, then it changed.
What
to
changed?
Making fun. It hit home.
Change? So the creator's supposed to change his entire script?
All you got
to
do is say Glenn's Auto Body Shop.
Huh?
It's
Why?
The storefront. Could be anything.
No, then you didn't watch it.
No,
because
you didn't watch it.
The whole premise is based on changing individually who you are.
Yeah.
So the name spa of plays into it, Lou, and that you're changing your mental and physical state.
Glenn,
you know, an auto body shop changes the state of a car, not a human being.
Glenn, the storefront is exactly that, just a front of what's going on behind the door. You could have said anything. It could have read anything. It could have been some flower shop. For all I care.
Yeah, but why should they change it 4 years ago? Brady, if Brady knew, then you can blame Brady for being naive and not seeing the connection with Kraft. But they wrote this 4 years ago.
I know. And given
well
what
before
had happened
the situation
with the owner
with Kraft,
of the athlete.
They're not
going
to change it. Why should they change it for a cameo? It's Paul Rudd's project.
No, they should change it to make sure they secured the athlete because you would never do this.
It's not their fault.
And it would take a shot at his owner. He would never. Oh, wait. He will?
Now you're carrying Brady's jockstrap because I'm telling you, Brady should have done that. Okay? That's Brady's job. And I think he was naive to all of that. The creator?
You refuse to believe that Brady would ever do this.
Ever do what?
Take a shot at or agree to do this knowing how it would look.
No, I think he can be naive. I think everybody can be naive.
But see, naive is giving a guy out. Like, when a guy makes a mistake, you're like, he didn't make a mistake. He's just being naive. No. No, I'm not letting him off. He's smarter than that.
So
he knew exactly what he was doing.
Well, I don't think anybody's letting him off. I'm just telling
you. You have the
whole time. No. Don't move the goalpost on us. What you're saying is it was a direct attack
at
Robert Kraft.
He knew what he was doing.
That's ridiculous.
Why? Because you don't want to believe it?
No, I don't believe it because I don't think he
would. So Robert Kraft bailed on his ass in Deflategate and just let him stand up there all on his own? When Robert Kraft didn't want to okay a 3-year deal so he could retire here in New England?
I don't buy it.
And yet
when
here
he's just
we
looking
are.
For, he's just looking for someone just to respect him?
Yeah, so here we are. Let me kiss you on the on each side of your cheek.
When was the last time he's kissed
game?
His cheek?
Who does the European cheek?
I just saw
cheek?
It this last game on
Thursday
night.
We're in the
Wolfpack.
Every
single game.
They
so
do it
here
all the time.
I am.
Yeah, Michael Corleone before
exactly. After games.
This is some Godfather 3 type
stuff. You ain't getting it.
That's what he's doing. He's bringing Godfather into this.
He thinks that, Kraft is going to send a fish wrapped in some newspaper. Like,
horse's head in the bed.
Horse's head in the bed. The satin sheets.
Please.
So let me get this straight. So now Tom Brady has seen the show, right?
He's seen it now. Yeah.
Now he's seen it.
Yeah. We all have.
Do you think now that he's seen it, he looks at it and says, oh, man.
Probably.
That was a shot at Robert.
He looks at it now.
I understand
says,
how it looks.
It's a bad look.
Yeah.
And he probably
he just realized
been,
that now. And he had no clue what it was. He had no clue.
I don't know what he knew.
He agreed to do it once he found out what it was.
Lou, I don't know the facts.
Clue. He just found
you don't
out
know
now.
The facts. We don't know what he knew. What you're doing, you're assuming, and I
you're
don't know.
You're assuming Tom Brady's an idiot.
I don't
and just
know.
Lets people do whatever he wants. Hey, Tom, by the way, give me $10,000. Do me a favor. Okay, yeah, I'm not going to buy a bunch of Coke and get you all riled up into some freaking. He's not this dumb. He's not this stupid to agree to do something and not see a cut before it goes on air.
Again, I think where he really blew it is he lost his cool with Dan Housley on Saturday, and instead of putting it into context, he ripped the media for taking it out of context.
As a negative connotation.
Yeah, I think
that's what he did.
Appreciate.
He should have put it in context. What does it mean? He probably did not want to get involved in the Kraft thing. Well, all you have to say is you either did it as a joke, and you and Kraft are both agreeing that it's a joke, or you did not understand exactly what was going on. So you assumed that you were doing it as a favor. You didn't even look at the connection. And I do think that's possible. As good a quarterback as he is in the league, he's got a lot of stuff going on right now. I think something like this could I could fall through the cracks.
Parlor. Okay.
Right, I don't think he knew that.
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't think he knew all that other stuff.
You think he's an idiot. You think he's stupid.
I don't. Well, you're saying that. I'm not saying that.
Well, he has to be an idiot in order to think that.
What do you mean?
To not assume?
No. Jaylen Brown. Has just agreed to a 4-year, $115 million contract extension. This, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. Take it to the bank. Woj has got the breaking news. Celtics forward Jaylen Brown has agreed to a 4-year, $115 million contract extension. So he could have gotten the max at 5 and 170. That's exactly what Ben Simmons got. Jamal Murray got 5 and 170. What did Caris LeVert get? Look at that, and he's been injured. I think he got three and is it 55? Is that right? So this is a good deal, but it's not max.
27?
He could have gotten a lot more out of this.
You think?
Yep, he could have. But based on
he's right, I think he's perfect right where 30? He's at.
Yeah.
Well, no.
I think that's about what he's worth.
Well, you're basing it on what you think he is as a player right now,
well,
right?
Yeah. I mean, right. how would you base it?
Well, because he thought he was going to get 5 and 170.
Oh no, we all have value, higher value of what we really are, right. All athletes.
No, I think I think it's high. He's got to now take his game to that next level. Now Lou thinks he might be better than Jason Tatum. He's got to take his game.
Yeah, we'll see now.
To the next level. Now there's some pressure.
$29 million player.
There's some pressure on him now.
Yeah, we'll see.
Right, and this is an extension beyond after this year. So, but right now, I think he's got to be better than that, than what we've seen in the last year with him.
Well,
I think
Well, that would be the first step. The first step.
You mean learn how to play with his teammates?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, based on what happened last year and based on how he performed, especially in the playoffs, he was the only guy that was consistent.
So, okay, so
coming off the bench, he's the only guy that was doing what he was supposed
to
do. He made the most sense too.
I love the guy.
He's got to play at the next level. He's got to take his game to the next level. So the question is, certainly he's capable of doing it. You know, he's got a wide-ranging skill set, and the question is, does he do it? Because let's face it, I mean, I hear people talking about this team and, interior defense sucks and all this other stuff. If they're going to do anything this year, it really comes down to Tatum and it comes down to Jaylen Brown. They've got to take their game up to the next level, and that would be all-star status in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
If they do that, they're going to be in the mix. If they don't, well, the team is in trouble.
Well, you could just do all the little things, and we don't have to look at the box score.
I don't like the little things.
What do you mean?
You don't pay all that money for the little things.
What are you talking about?
Though I'm telling you,
they've been doing it the last 3 years. That's all I've been hearing.
They're going to miss that guy.
You can just do the little things.
All of the people that were big Al Horford fans, they are going to miss that guy, and I wonder if they're going to recognize it during the course of the year, or are they going to do what most Celtic fans do, and that is just move on. Move on. Nope, that was when he was with us. Now he plays for Philadelphia. All right, we'll get into the game coming up here in the next hour. It is the Patriots and the Jets.
Manish
Mehta will join us from the Daily News as well. And a big announcement coming up at about 5:20 today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.